You're listening to The Beatles, Long and Winding Road, and I'm MG Kelly. Before making it big in England, the Beatles perfected their performing style in Hamburg. Their first job was at the Indra Club, working 8 hours a night, 7 days a week, for the equivalent of $20 a week, and awful living quarters above a noisy movie theater.
The Hamburg days were probably one of the most important times of our lives, because it was like our apprenticeship. We worked so hard, and we worked sort of 8 hours a night, 7 nights a week for 4.5 months in the first go. And we really got a lot of rehearsing in. You know, we just got the group going a bit, so they're very important.
Because of the band's strong German connections, the Beatles re-recorded two songs in German, I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You. The Beatles had another German connection. That's where they recorded their first single as backing musicians for Tony Sheridan.
My Bonnie came about because Bert Kempfert, who was producing us, said, well, what do you know that the German people could relate to? You have to do something that German people were going to understand, at least. And we came up with something called My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean because I'd heard Ray Charles do it and Gene Vincent. And this is a song they all learn at school out there. And that was the only reason.
the band's first recording sessions in 1961, they cut 8 tracks, with most of the songs featuring Tony Sheridan on vocals. However, the Beatles also recorded 2 songs on their own, an instrumental written by George, and a tune featuring John on vocals called Ain't She Sweet.
Oh, ain't she sweet? We'll see you walking down that street. Yes, I ask you very confidently. Ain't she sweet? Oh, ain't she nice? We'll look her over once or twice. Yes, I ask you very confidently. Ain't she nice? Just cast a light in her direction. Oh, be all mine. Ain't that perfection? Oh, I repeat. Well, don't you think that's kind of neat?
Ain't She Sweet from the band's first recording session in 1961. It was almost a year later when the Beatles entered the studio for the second time. Their next visit to the studio was to record a demo tape in hopes of gaining a record deal. Pete Best remembers.
Start of 1962, New Year's Day. Things were going to go great for us. We got down there, did the Decca audition tapes, played about 10, 15 numbers on it. Showed how versatile we were, ranging from country and western down to coasters numbers. Chuck Berry, you name it, we did it. Mike Smith turned around and said, that's great. You know, can't see any problem why you're not going to get a recording contract.
Hello, little girl. Hello, little girl. Hello, little girl. When I see you every day, I say, hello, little girl. When you're passing on your way, I say, hello, little girl. When I see you passing by, I cry, hello, little girl. When I try to catch your eye, I cry, hello, little girl.
Hello.
I send you flowers, but you don't care. You never seem to see me standing there. Come a day when you say, you're my little girl.
Hello.
It's not the first time that it's happened to me. It's been a long, lonely time. And it's so funny to see that I'm about to lose my mind, my mind. So I hope there'll come a day when you say, you're my little girl. You're my little girl. You're my little girl. Oh yeah. You're my little girl.
After hearing the tape, Decca Records turned the group down. Pete Best said that Mike Smith, head of Decca, told them the guitar groups were on their way out.
About 3 weeks later, we got a message passed on. We didn't get the recording contract. Dick Rowe turned us down because he felt we weren't commercial enough.
Three cool cats. Three cool cats.
Oh, on the corner in a beat
swinging her hips, spitting up a bag of potato chips. And three cool cats to three big lips for three cool chicks. Yeah, three cool chicks. Well, I bought the first cool cat. He said, "Man, look at that. Man, do you see what I see? Well, I want that middle chick.
I want that little chick.
Hey, man, she's one chick for me.
Well, three cool chicks. Three cool chicks. Well, they look like angels from up above. And three cool cats really fell in love. But three cool chicks made three fools out. Three cool cats. Three cool cats. Well, I popped that first cool cat. He said, "Man, look at that. Man, do you see what I see? Well, now I want that middle chick.
I want that little chick.
Hey, man, say one chick for me.
Yeah.
Three cool chicks. Three cool chicks. They look like angels from up above. And three cool cats really fell in love. And three cool chicks made three fools out. It's three cool cats. Three cool cats.
When we continue, John and Paul discuss their approach to songwriting.
Sometimes there's a line that he does, and then I do a line.
And George recalls his first taste of success.
We didn't even have enough time to think of what was happening. We just did it.
Hi, this is your house. I need some paint, and I want the good stuff. True Test Paint from True Value. They're having their four-day paint sale during Memorial Day weekend. Now, True Test Weatherall House Paint starts at $11.98 a gallon, and their Easy Care Interior Paint starts at $10.98 a gallon. And if you bring in your stiff prehistoric paintbrush or roller when you buy the paint, you'll get a new True Test trim brush or roller cover free during True Value's four-day paint sale.
True Value. Help is just around the corner.
And the best part of the movie is when Simba, he's the Lion King, jumps in this big tree. And even my dad got excited. He got me the movie ticket from Kodak. And then this one...
Wait a second. Kodak bought you a ticket to the Lion King?
Right. Buy six rolls of Kodak Gold film and Kodak will buy you a ticket to Disney's The Lion King soon in theaters. For details, see the display where you buy Kodak film.
Tell me that good part again.
First, you buy Kodak film. And then you buy